Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin files.
It's a Berlin thing, and the carnival is also, it's to represent what the hidden treasures of the city are.
Stefanie Schatte belongs to the team that organizes the Carnival of Cultures. For the past 15 years, Berliners from all walks of life and different ethnic backgrounds take part in the carnival. 50 decorated floats participated in the first street parade through Kreuzberg. The public was thrilled, and the Carnival of Cultures became an annual highlight. The idea to celebrate Berlin's cultural richness on the streets of the city originated in the mid-90s, says Schatte.
It was at a time when a lot of prejudice against migration or immigrants heated up. Because of that, the idea was born to make something positive and to show that variety is a big chance and that it's not to be seen as a problem, that there may be differences and difficulties, but if you overcome them, it's a big chance for everybody.
Over the years, the numbers of street performers and visitors has risen. Last year, 1.3 million people celebrated the Carnival of Cultures. While most of the participants are still from Berlin, they represent 80 different nationalities. Some groups will spend half a year preparing for the big parade.
Yeah, there's a lady, for instance, she's from the Caribbean, I think, and she has, I think, like 80 people in her group, and for every person, she makes a costume. So it's like they are about 4 hours on the street, and then it's over. So they invest a lot of energy and a lot of time and also a lot of money to make this happen.
Money has become a problem in recent years. Stefanie Schatte says the financial support the carnival gets from the city of Berlin is all spent on logistics. The individual groups have to find their own sponsors. This year might be the last for Afoxi Loni, the group that usually starts the street parade.
They do an Afro-Brazilian ceremony. They do a spiritual cleansing of the road. And this year they said this will be the last year we will take part because it costs us so much energy and so much money. We cannot do this anymore. And everybody profits from this carnival. Like, it's a big image thing for the city, but the groups don't. They have to invest.
Depending on the size of a group, costs can run from 2 to 9,000 euros. Money needed to pay for costumes, music systems, and to rent vehicles. More and more groups can't afford it, says Stefanie Schatte. Nevertheless, the Carnival of Cultures will be just as large as last year's. Almost 5,000 street performers are preparing to turn the streets of Kreuzberg into a giant party. But it's more than a party. There are also floats addressing environmental and political issues.
We also have a group this year called Dégage, Revolution Made in Tunisia. This group wants to bring the atmosphere of the Tunisian revolution to the streets of Berlin.
The Carnival of Cultures runs from the 10th to the 13th of June. The big street parade starts at 12:30 at Hermannplatz in Kreuzberg on Sunday, the 12th of June. For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.